Sam Hyde, the owner of local used bookstore Hyde Brothers Booksellers, passed away on July 9th. He was 71. With over 150,000 titles stacked on two floors, Hyde Brothers Booksellers has been a well-known presence in the Wells Street corridor for more than 25 years and is a popular place for local authors to launch new publications. We wanted to take some time during this part of our show to remember Sam Hyde. I spoke with WBOI's own arts and culture reporter, Julia Meek, as well as her friend, Johnny Camerato, about Sam's life and legacy.
Sam and I became fast friends in 1972. We both took jobs at Hall's factory, as a matter of fact, and that led to another important ally from that time and who would be a friend all those years, and that would be Sam Hall, another small business and family-owned operation like that. But by then, Sam had realized that being a teacher in the conventional system and sense of the word was something he didn't want to do after he had graduated to become one. I, at the same time, was realizing as I was schooling for that, that it was not for me either. So that was part of our connection. But I'm going to say that over the years, we just shared so many goals and passions and intents and family values that it was inevitable that we become friends and we continue on our journey together, just kind of loving life, building the connections, building community, sense of place, all of the things that one wants to do in their 20s. It was just the way things developed for us.
What made him decide to start the bookstore, Hyde Brothers Books, which has been the anchor on the south end of Wells Street now for about 20 years, 22 years?
Almost 30, as a matter of fact. You know, it was interesting. Sam came from a beautiful family of free-thinking people, industrious, ambitious, and creative people. Sam and his brother always had a passion for reading, liked to think outside not only the box, they liked to think so far outside the container, you know, they're beyond all the containers and everything. And at one point, they decided that it would be wonderful to be able to take on the worthy cause of literacy and sharing that kind of thing in the community. All of us came to the important conclusion that an independent bookstore, even back then, was a pretty special deal, and their love of books could really turn into something wonderful by putting one together. That's the nucleus for the idea. Once they started doing that, they started amassing books of all ages, shapes, and sizes. And then in looking for a place to start this kind of a small business, it was really a pretty natural thing to look toward the Wells Street corridor, which has always been an old and very historic working neighborhood. All of that appealed to them. I do take pride in having been the first employee there ever because I was an employee long before they actually opened the shop, just helping them amass books, stack them, file them, put them where they needed to go, and guess what? I did it for free, except they paid me in books anyway. So that was always special to me. Working there was special. My life is plenty special without that kind of thing and plenty busy too, but over the years, I was compelled to always be working there, no matter what else I did.
Sam could barely abide the mundane. I mean, he dealt with it. He sat in that same chair on the surface, you know, 6 days a week, 8, 10, 4 hours a day, whatever the shift was. So it would seem as if he were sedentary and just doing the same thing. But the interactions, the encounters, and yeah, our relationship was at the beginning of that. I first met him. I was struggling to get a literature and writing degree at University of St. Francis, then St. Francis College, and I quickly realized that I could piece together my literature, the syllabus from the bookshop, way cheaper than I could at the university bookstore. And so I started going in a lot. I actually started dialoguing with his brother Joel a little more based on some of the titles I was bringing. And so that was the beginning of it. I was one of their early customers, because my schooling coincided with their opening. Sam, from day one, always encouraged me and some of the people living in my the arts collective space that I had on Ewing Street way back in the 90s. We'd come in and he'd give us a book called City Poet just to encourage us, and he would underwrite literary magazines, one called The Margin in particular that was very avant-garde for the time. He would create space on the shelves for local artists and writers, space on the wall for local photographers and painters. He didn't consider himself a patron of the arts, but he was naturally, in the best sense, that, you know, a boots on the ground supporter of the arts, and our relationship really grew out of that.
Fort Wayne has had and continues to have a vibrant arts community and people that are committed to making art here. How you're describing Sam's role in that, how important was that bookstore and that place to the identity of Fort Wayne as a place where the arts are encouraged and appreciated?
Because Sam and his brother really are interested in everything, especially how things work, how systems work, how art-centric and non-art-centric things evolve and work. Everything captured his interest, and making something and creating something. And he could write. His skill set was very, very large. Things to do with the arts, especially community-wise, meant the world to him. That was one of the purposes that he was here. And just because he did not want to be a formal educator, that doesn't mean that every single day of his life he wasn't teaching and sharing and interacting. And after all, isn't that the point of educators? But yes, anything to do with public art, he had a special place in his heart, and he was there to support it. It might be donating a book on how to do it. It might be helping somebody put together a show or a class or a visual project. You name it, he was out there doing it and sharing it and trying to make that a success.
In addition to that, the space itself, I've worked almost every Sunday afternoon. It's a short shift, 1 to 5 on Sunday afternoons. We never do any buying. It's purely just a bookstore. And in that space on Sunday afternoons, on the right Sunday, you can look around and there's the head of the English department. There's a semi-famous actor or painter or whatever. And it wasn't this forced, we're going to create local Bohemia Central here. It just naturally, the space itself, like the Bermuda Triangle, just would attract these creative types. Sometimes you'll come up on an afternoon and you'll see a collection of people and you'll think there's a long line. But what it is it's people that maybe a book started a conversation, maybe a headline started a conversation, but it doesn't have the pretension of the literary salons from back in the day. This is very organic, as Sam would want it.
And there was no subject, genre, style, personality left behind in Sam's world. That's not how it worked.
What is up next for the bookstore? It's so important to the community, but obviously it's a very small operation.
It's a small operation with a big responsibility. And the bookstore family, which of course begins with the employees and just spreads to the whole community and everybody that celebrates and supports the business, everybody is absolutely, thanks to Sam's wonderful wife, Marilyn, committed to continuing it, because as we all know, that's what Sam would want us to do. The fact that used bookstores of even quite smaller scope are endangered species, literacy, hard copy books, all of those are endangered species, that redoubled Sam's effort at keeping the thing going, and certainly everybody wants to do that. As regards the rest of the community, they want that also.
What's good is, on a practical level, with Sam's wife's guidance, the people are in place for the day-to-day stuff. It was evolving anyway, and we have a guy, Julia said she was the oldest employee, but we have a guy that came in very closely on her heels that essentially helped create our internet sales system. He's stepping up. You know, we have a structure in place. I mean, for me, it's stability. I was saying to Julia that due to circumstances, the only consistency that I have had in my life from my early 20s to this very minute in this seat are herself, Julia, and Sam and Joel Hyde, and a couple of people connected to that bookstore. Everything else has come and gone. I don't have family here. It's just a source of stability. And I think we all feel that way. And some of the people are going to be working more hours to help keep it going. But we're all, you know, we all feel this, hey, this is our kind of our rock, so we got to be there for it too.
In any loved one's passing, I really do, my go-to thought and feeling is Thomas Campbell, the 19th century Scottish poet. And he always said, to live in the hearts we leave behind is not to die. And that's a powerful statement. I of course, believe it. The community you live in and love and the stories you share, those books you read, Sam's there. He's living on. The store is living on. With any hope, it'll be going strong for a mighty long time.
Thank you guys so much for coming by WBY Presents and sharing your memories of your friend with us. It meant a lot to be included in this conversation, and I'm sure our listeners are going to take a lot from it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.